File number 2116. Interview between Major Catherine Lebedev, Russian Main Intelligence Agency, GRU, and Vincent Couture. Location, GRU Building, St. Petersburg, Russia.
I've been nice to you, Vincent, haven't I?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means it's time for you to be nice to me. I'm trying really hard to keep things civil here, but there's a lot happening. Like, a lot.
Like what?
Oh, I don't want to bore you with my day. It's just your usual brink-of-war political nonsense. I'll tell you this, though. I'm a major. Information goes through a lot of hands before it gets to me, and at every step, people lose a bit of their manners. Ambassadors meet, they have some food, a bit of wine, maybe some caviar if they really want to threaten each other. Generals meet over coffee and croissants. Colonels will skip the croissants. By the time information gets to me, it doesn't come with anything to eat or drink. They also lose all the remotely positive things along the way. I just get a manila folder filled with negativity. Well, today, that folder is the size of a phone book. Remember the Twinkie in Ghostbusters? Well, like that, but in a manila folder. So now would be a really good time to start talking.
What will you do to me if I don't?
I'm not going to do anything to you, Vincent. It makes me queasy when I break a nail. I'm afraid of spiders. I am. I hate those little legs. The worst are the ones with long, long legs and nothing but a little beige ball in the middle. Ugh. Anyway, can you picture me with pliers and a blowtorch? I hope you can't, but I don't run this place, Vincent. Soon enough, if I don't give my boss what he wants, it'll be someone else asking you questions. Trust me, you don't want to talk to that someone else. I don't want you to either, because that'll mean I failed, and that doesn't go well in this place. No, not well at all. So, what do you say? Do you want to help me? I have cookies.
What do you want to know?
Everything! Jesus, Vincent! I want to know everything. I want to know how to beat the Americans. I want to know how Themis can disable their robot. I want to know if the aliens are coming back. I want to know if we should be preparing for a war and against whom. People are afraid, Vincent. You show up out of nowhere after 9 years. They don't know what it means. I don't know.
The ECT are not coming back.
How can you be sure?
I suppose I can't. I'm telling you that they don't mean us any harm, and that based on what I know, they're not coming back to Earth. But if you're right, I can't be sure. They could change their mind. If they did, and I know this is not what you want to hear, there is absolutely nothing you could do about it. Nothing.
We've been making more bacteria, the kind Dr. Franklin used against Lapidus.
Good for you. Here's a thought. Why not use that against the Americans? What do you need me for?
That bacteria is useless against it now. The one thing the EDC managed to do before they were shut down is to develop a chemical shield they could put on Themis so she'd be protected if the aliens ever came back. It kills those bacteria on contact. They have it. We have it. We sprayed Themis the minute you got here. You see? I do need you. With Themis, with the other robot.
You don't get it, do you? They didn't send a dozen robots here because that's all they had. They thought it was enough to wipe out a few people scattered across the globe. They have thousands of these robots, Catherine. Thousands. More than that. They could carpet this place so that every single person on Earth would be able to see at least one of them. They wouldn't need to, though. They have ships and weapons. If you want to do something useful, find a way to stop all this nonsense with the U.S. and the camps. Just make the world like it was. Before all that.
I'm not sure anyone can do that, Vincent.
Why not? You broke it. You fix it.
Did I break it? You dug up pieces of a giant robot all over the world. Then the aliens came and they killed a lot of people. I'm sorry, no crying, Catherine. My point is, if anyone broke it, Vincent, it's you. You and your wife and Dr. Franklin.
Whom did you lose?
Whom did I lose? Does it matter? A lot of people lost a lot of people. I'm not special.
Who?
My husband. My daughter. She was 8 months old.
I'm sorry.
No, Vincent. I'm sorry. You and the Americans, you started all this. You don't get to be sorry. You get to live with it. That's all. And the camps? You're surprised about that? You're the ones who told us we're all kind of related to them, some of us more than others. You told us they only came for a few of their kind. You're still saying it. Dr. Franklin said it on television the same day you disappeared. I know you think it's supposed to make everyone feel better, knowing that these ECT, or whatever, didn't really want to kill all of us. But it doesn't, Vincent. It just doesn't. My baby's dead. She's not coming back. And they're still here. The people they came for, some of them are still here. Millions of us died, and they're still here, walking the streets like nothing happened.
I'm sure they feel responsible.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but they shouldn't. They shouldn't be feeling anything at all. They should be dead. We'll never be safe until they're all dead.
Are you saying they're killing people in these camps?
Only the A5s, for now.
Eva.
Well, I told you.
You told me she'd have a hard time getting a job.
We keep her in a glass jar, Vincent. What would you have us do? The aliens came for those people. As long as they're here, there's no reason the ECT shouldn't come again. You just told me we can't stop them.
Eva's not one of them. She's my daughter. I'm human. I'm like you.
No, Vincent, you're not like me. Don't look at me that way. It's not my opinion. It's a measurable fact. You're an A4. You're less human than I am. I'm less human than Dr. Franklin.
But those people you're talking about, the ones they came for, they're different. They're...
What are they, Vincent? See, you didn't get it before, but you're getting it now, aren't you? They came for a handful of their kind, but they realized their blood had mixed with ours along the way. So who would they come back for? The ones that have more alien DNA? How much more?
I don't...
I know you don't. No one knows. No one knows where they'd stop. No one knows what would make them say, okay, we'll leave now. We'll stop killing everyone. So we're guessing. Start from the top, work your way down. Right now, we're rounding up A3s and up, but we're stopping the purge at A5. Not everyone is, by the way. I wouldn't go to France if I were you.
That's insane. This has to stop.
Then help me stop it. Tell me what happened.
I don't know what you want to hear.
Start from the beginning. You end up on another planet. You're stuck inside Themis for days. You can't get out. You think you're all gonna die. Then what? Obviously, you didn't die in there.
I made a fire. That set off an alarm. People came.
What people?
People. I don't know who they were. We didn't understand what they were saying. We were weak, scared, confused.
And?
I don't know. I woke up inside a small room with no windows. I was there for days, a couple of weeks, maybe.
Alone?
Yes.
They put each of you in a different room?
No, Eva, Rose, and Eugene were together.
Why just you?
I what? I punched one of them, sort of. He grabbed Eva. I tried to punch him, and then they put me in a different room.
That's funny. Okay, maybe it wasn't funny back then, but it's funny now. No? What then? Did they hurt you?
No, they're not like that.
Not like what? You punch someone in the face, they don't need to be anything to want to punch you back. It's just...
human nature.
I see what you did there. Okay, so they're super nice, and you spent a week or two in a dark room alone.
Yes. Well, someone came. He...
He what? Brought you flowers, some tea?
He taught me how to speak.